USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm not here to declare that we've won, but I am here to report when the count is finished, we believe we will be the winners.
Joe Biden's comments on Wednesday with his vice presidential nominee, Senator Kamala Harris, by his side. The Trump campaign is filing lawsuits in Pennsylvania and Michigan, laying the groundwork for contesting the outcome in the undecided battleground states that could determine whether President Trump gets another 4 years in the White House. Suits in both states are demanding better access for campaign observers to locations where ballots are being processed and counted. The campaign also asking for a recount in Wisconsin, a state that has been called for the Biden campaign, Wednesday. Voter turnout in Wisconsin this year was just over 89% compared to 2016, when it was just over 67%.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Kentucky voters are sending Mitch McConnell back to the Senate. McConnell defeating his Democrat opponent Amy McGrath on Tuesday. McConnell discussing his win over McGrath.
Statement by the people of Kentucky, I think that they like having someone from our state be able to help set the national agenda and to look out for middle America and for Kentucky. Beyond my race, as all of you know, we picked up 13 seats in the state house. And I think even more significant, given the challenges Republicans have had in recent years in the suburbs, won back two seats here in Jefferson County that were lost.
Mike Bloomberg is seeing big losses after spending millions in a number of key states running up to Election Day. The former New York City mayor losing $100 million in investments in Florida, Ohio, and Texas in hopes of seeing Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden win over President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Jeff Vitter, a spokesman for the Yes on 22 campaign, tells CBS News the issue of worker flexibility resonated with voters by a wide margin.
I think at the end of the day, the voters in California heard what they were saying, listened, and chose to stand with drivers.
On the other side of the issue, Steve Smith, a spokesman for the No on 22 campaign, also tells CBS News the fight for gig workers is far from over.
There's going to be a discussion at the federal level. Depending on the outcome of the presidency, we could see federal legislation potentially addressing some of these issues.
Many schools across the country are still doing distance learning. Schools in Arlington County, Virginia, will wait a bit longer before they come back to school. School officials are postponing their plans to resume in-person instruction, and some parents, like Ashley Callen, are upset about it.
Every day, that date gets pushed out further and further. The continuous moving of the goalposts is outrageous, and it's a failure of leadership here in Arlington.
Callen speaking there on NBC News. Callen, part of the group Arlington Parents for Education, speaking there on Fox News. Schools in the Washington, D.C. suburb are now on hold regarding in-person learning indefinitely due to an uptick in coronavirus cases. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.